it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Hey, it's Matt Bove from It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. This NFL offseason, we can fit 25 hours in a day, and that's because of podcasts that make you more productive. When you're folding laundry, paying bills, making omelets, or any other task that you've got to get done, listen while you work. Do your chores and be entertained all at the same time. It's all about the bills, the news, insight, analysis, and of course, some jokes too, on demand, so it fits into your busy schedule. Follow the It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
More draft talk, of course, as we dissect it, but we also have probably the NFL schedule coming out next week, Matt.
Yeah.
Matt Bove, Sal Capaccio, It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. After talking with Mike North and looking at the dates, do you expect the schedule on Thursday, May 9th?
Yes, that's exactly. It's funny. That's kind of what I have here on my, I just made our, now that the draft has kind of come to an end and the Sabres coaching search is already done, I was trying to plan out my next month or so. So I have on here Thursday, May 9th, 8 p.m. schedule release. Keep an eye on Monday through Wednesday of them releasing games individually on the national morning shows that are affiliated with whatever their program is. So like Good Morning America will probably announce the Monday Night Football opener, and the Today Show will probably announce the season opener on NBC or in something along those lines. So that's what I'm guessing happens. I won't be shocked, though, if they do it the following Thursday. But right now I'm kind of thinking May 9th.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so a couple of questions. Let's do a little prediction here, and we're going to talk again before the schedule's released. Maybe we'll see what we can do here. Home or away? Where are they opening? Home or away? Didn't have to give me opponent. The opening at home or the opening away? By the way, they do have 9 road games this year, 8 home games.
Home. They start home this year, and I think that this year could be a pretty lackadaisical season opener. And that would be totally fine by me. Like, I think you
What are the lackadaisical teams on their home schedule that would qualify for you to say lackadaisical?
Bills, Patriots, 1 o'clock in Orchard Park.
I'm
Drake May's great, great, awesome. I doubt Drake May plays. If he does, then sure, that becomes that much more interesting. But, you know, Jacoby Brissett rolling in here. Week one, that would be, I think, for the Bills, honestly, like a very ideal way to start the season. After last year, starting the year on the road with that really just bad loss, it didn't slow them down because then they went on a heater for the next 4 games. So they rebounded quickly. Or maybe they start in primetime again. That won't shock me either. But I think that this year they start at home. I know that you've pointed out the Bengals starting 7 years in a row on the road, but the home opener is like a national holiday, not a national holiday. The home opener is like a holiday here in Western, not a national
holiday,
but a local holiday for sure. So I think that this is the year they finally come back home.
Yeah, I'm feeling home too. I don't think it'll be road 3 straight years. I like your idea about more of a nondescript type of game. Could that maybe be a Tennessee? Jacksonville would be interesting with, you know, the revenge factor, you know, you factor in that kind of thing with Gabe Davis, Mitch Morse, like something like that, Chad Hall and that staff, right? So just things like that, the game they had in London last year, that'll be interesting. Do you think they get the max primetime games? 6?
Yeah.
And let's count a Thanksgiving, a Christmas, whatever, night games, those kinds of prime times. I know that the target for primetime is shifting. We get that.
Yeah.
They're going to be scheduled for the max?
I think they get 5 games that are played at night and 1 game that is played on a holiday, whether that's Christmas Day, Thanksgiving, Black Friday. I'm almost assuming that they get one of those days this year.
What's most likely?
What's most likely is
out of those three,
Christmas, probably. That's probably what's most likely to me. What I would want the most would
Let me ask you a question before you go. Hold on. Did he say how many Christmas games? Just one, right?
It's just one. Yeah. Yeah. It's just one.
Because of that, I'm going to say it's not as likely. It's literally two teams out of 32. There's three games on Thanksgiving. They already are scheduled to go to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have that nighttime. So I'll say most likely Thanksgiving, but I don't dismiss Christmas either.
Yeah, I just think that they do so well in those time slots.
Yeah.
And then coming off of a year where they didn't get onto that time slot, the thing that makes me steer away from Thanksgiving a little bit is that you could put anybody in that window against the Lions and it'll do a huge number. So I don't know if you have to waste that game. I don't want to say waste it, but I don't know if you need to put the Bills in that window. I think you could put the Bills. You know what would be fun? That would be a sneaky, really fun season opener. Buffalo at Detroit. Like Sunday Night Football or something. Ooh. That would be a sneaky, really fun, because those are two teams that are like, that would be a really, really hard game right out of the gate. But it's not something that would be shocking to me.
Buffalo, Houston, primetime?
No.
425 CBS national.
425 CBS. That's what I think for that game.
Because, a lot of people believe it's a primetime week one game, and I just don't see it.
Because here's my reasoning, though, for the Houston game. Every single year, and we should do this, every single year we kind of put down what we think happens with the schedule, and there's always a couple games that surprise people as far as primetime is concerned, because it does all have to fit together. So last year, the week before the schedule came out, I don't think anybody would have said the Bills are going to play the Broncos, the Bucks, and the Giants in primetime.
No.
But those were three of the primetime games that they got. So that's why this year, I think we're going to be surprised by some of the – I think you can slot in a couple divisional games in primetime. They'll probably play the Jets and the Dolphins at some point in primetime. They'll probably play maybe the 49ers or something. Like that.
Oh, I think the 49ers is a
Monday Night Football
primetime game. It's like the way he kind of indicated that. He kind of sneakily said something about that, like how important that game was going to be on the schedule and, you know, one of their assets, basically. By the way, my prediction is they will not play on Black Friday. Black Friday will be in New York again. It'll be the Giants this year, probably. Because think about it, it's Amazon. And they pay all this money, and Amazon probably, you know, where they want people, the shopping capital of the world, to not go shopping. They want them to be home. Yeah. So that makes more sense to have it in New York. Last year, you and I broke down favorite road cities that we're going to go to.
Yeah.
Which road trip are you looking forward to seeing where it is the most on the schedule?
It's a great question. You always look for Miami late. You want Miami late in the season, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you mine. Mine is Seattle.
I was going to say the same thing.
And I'm hoping what I'd love, the perfect scenario would be Seattle right bye before week. Or right after bye week, because I know that my family would like to go out there and visit. And that makes it a little easier to be able to do something like that, because then we don't have to work necessarily on the front end or back end as much.
Yes, that would be my absolutely. I think if you let me pick one thing on the schedule, well, two things. One of them would be that Seattle is either before or after the bye week. And the second thing would be the weekends that we have Taylor Swift tickets, the Bills are at home, because that show is in Toronto. So if the Bills are on the road that weekend, that would mean the tickets are for Saturday night. That would mean that I won't be able to go to the show, which is fine. Like, my wife can still go. Our family can still go. But I'm sure she would probably just want to be able to go as we originally planned. So I would say Seattle for me is very, because Seattle's an interesting one, because you don't want Seattle too late, because then the weather might be not as ideal. The last time we went to Seattle was actually, I specifically remember this. It was in November. It was in early November of, I think, 2016. That was the date. It was a Monday Night Football game. The reason I remember this is because the election was the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So the presidential election between, was it Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. That was the presidential election in 2016. So I remember waking up out Seattle time and then flying back home then kind of following along as that day went on. So that was a
Richard Sherman, Dan Carpenter game.
Yes. And then
and the end of the game, Tyrod Taylor. Let me tell you too about though, before I lose track of this, actually we wouldn't want it after the bye week because the Bills still have to practice here before that. We want it before the bye week because once that happens, then you're off basically. After the bye week, you still have practice here to cover and then you got to get out to Seattle. So I would want it after the bye week. I do remember that and being on the sidelines. Speaking of that, you're talking about the weather. I am very excited about this year's road schedule because as the sideline reporter who's outdoors in the elements, I get Houston, which is a dome. I get Indy, which is a dome. I get LA, which is LA and a dome. I get Seattle, which probably is going to be good weather. You never know, but could be whatever there. It might be a little rainy. I get Miami, which is really nice weather. I get Detroit, which is a dome. All I'm left with is the Jets, the Patriots, and the Ravens, with really possibilities of bad weather.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
What I would love, and I think this would be, I want to say this for everybody, for anybody who goes to these Bills games. I think a Christmas trip to New York would be elite, like at that point, because it's an easy double dip.
I like that.
I would love that, and I think Bills fans would love that if the Bills play against the Jets the week before Christmas or 2 weeks before Christmas, and you can drive down there and you can spend an extra day and you can go do all the Christmas things in New York and then you could go to the game and then come back. I think that would be really cool. Boston's another one for me. Like early Boston would be amazing because Boston in the fall is great, especially if it somehow overlapped with like a Red Sox game at Fenway. Another great opportunity to do a double dip if you're a Buffalo sports fan. That's what I always like the most. I always like when we go somewhere and there's something else going on that I really want to experience. You know, a couple years ago when we went to Boston, the Celtics played the night before, so that was cool to go see. When we were in Indianapolis for the combine, the Pacers were home, so we got to go see the Pacers play. That's what the year that the Bills opened the season against the Rams, you went to an Angels game. I went to a Dodgers game. Both teams were home for that couple days beforehand. So it's especially for people who are traveling. If you go, you want to be able to stack these things and get all these different experiences all on one trip.
No doubt about it. Thinking about it and looking at it, I would say another really cool city. I think you'd agree with this. If people are thinking about like a good city to visit, there's always the Miami. There's always the Seattle. We've talked about it. I think Indy is a really nice trip. If you haven't been to Indy, folks, it's a nice city. It's a cool city. We go for the combine. Lots of great restaurants. I like Indianapolis as a destination game.
I like in here. Yes and no. Okay. I like Indianapolis. I really like it. But when I go to Indianapolis for work, it's you work all day, you go out to dinner at a nice restaurant, and then you go to the game. If my wife, for example, say that she wanted to come to a trip, I don't exactly know what I would take her to do. And that's coming from somebody who lives in Buffalo. I'm sure there are probably a million different things that you could do in Indianapolis. I just don't know what's like the, ooh, I got to go do that while I'm there. You know what I mean? Like if you go to LA, it's like, oh, well, you'll go to Santa Monica. You'll go to the beach. You go to Seattle. There's like a million different tourist things to do. So I
know what you do. You take her to St. Elmo's to get her a really, really great shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, but everybody's different. I get it from that standpoint. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is there an event to do? Maybe, maybe not. I'm saying for that purpose, there's bars and restaurants that are great to hang out in and experience the city.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be cool too. Like legitimately, if does the WNBA season,
ooh,
when does that start?
Because
I know people will want to see. I don't know. So if it starts and overlaps at any point with the NFL, I don't think it does though. Right.
Mid-May, I'm being told by our producer, Mike Rabier.
Mike, when does it go until?
When does it go until? Mid-May is when it starts. So
October 20th is the last possible finals date. The playoffs begin in late September.
Okay.
So it would require week one, two, or three game in Indy. But if you want to get to experience Caitlin Clark, then that would be your chance to do that.
Okay. Looking forward to it. What else on the schedule? Anything else that you want to kind of touch on real quick before we get to next week here? Kansas City. Chiefs Bills. Does it go back to tonight? Does it go back to a night game? Does it go back? Does it stay at Sunday afternoon?
425 CBS in Buffalo, week 10.
Okay.
Something like that. Like, that's just what I'm – the way Mike explained it to us of, like, CBS gets so many Bills games, so many Chiefs games, and if you move that, then you've got to fill both of those spots, and this checks both of that box. It feels like it's a little bit too convenient. Could it go back to Sunday Night Football? Absolutely. Nobody would – here's another really interesting layer to this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that game now go to Monday Night Football because Jason Kelce is now part of the Monday Night Football broadcast? Would that be something that they would want to do? That's another layer to it.
Wow.
Because he was in the suite.
Now you're going next level on me, Bove. That's a great thought.
He was in the suite. He comes out. He takes his shirt off. There's that whole ordeal. Does he come to do a Monday Night Football game? Like, are they trying to get that onto ESPN? I don't know, but every network wants it. So it's just a matter of which network ultimately gets it. The one thing I will say, though, is ABC, ESPN hasn't had it yet. So maybe that's one of the reasons why, because it's been on Sunday Night Football. It's been on CBS multiple times. Maybe ABC gets it now.
Listen, if you didn't hear what Mike said about this to the listeners now, to how they have to balance the properties of the games and who wants it. Matt just said everybody wants it. It's super fascinating. Go check it out. It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Mike North, the Schedule Pod. We did it a couple weeks ago. It's fantastic. There's so much information. I always say, if you're thinking about watching a movie that takes an hour and a half, don't. Go listen and watch the podcast, which is an hour and a half. I think it's even more interesting. That said, we need to thank everybody because the numbers have been off the charts over the weekend. And I'll just tell you, if you go to the South Sports YouTube page, first of all, thank you. Past 7,000 subscribers. I really appreciate that. I got this particular podcast, also have Sal's House, which I got a lot of things, cool things planned coming up. But Matt, I mean, over 10,000 viewers on each of our draft podcasts and climbing, which is really amazing. And that's not even the audio, that's the video. So if you're just listening on audio, awesome. You can go watch us on video too and see our smiling faces.
Yeah, no, the outreach, the outpouring of support has been amazing. So it is very much appreciated. I've admittedly started to get like a little addicted to going to YouTube and just checking the videos to see how many views that they have. It's just way too convenient to go look. So definitely excited about that. We're going to continue to kind of keep growing this aspect of the podcast and kind of just continue to grow all aspects of it.
Yeah. And on top of that, when you go there, obviously we'd like you to keep subscribing. But I finally figured out how to make sure the comments are always on. I had some trouble with that. I always thought, I know I turn them on. So comment, like, we love your comments. You read those comments. I don't as much. I do read some of them. I want people to know. I try to avoid some of that stuff because I go down rabbit holes too much. And, you know, people say things and they kind of get you mad. And I don't want to do that. But we're always there for you to comment, of course. You like reading those comments.
Yeah, most people just tell me that I stink and that Sal needs to find a new co-host or something. So I just note it, put it in the back pocket. Okay, thanks, everybody. I do read them, so try and be nice.
I just saw Bree walk behind you, so I know that you got to get back to work right there. She's awesome, too, by the way. And you can catch Matt and her on WKBW TV, Channel 7. Of course, WGR Sports Radio 550. Thank you very much to our producer, Mike Robbier. We appreciate all of his help. Schedule is on the way next week. The draft dust has settled. Bills rookie mini camp next week as well. We got so much more to talk about here, and it's Always Game Day in Buffalo.